It's time for pumpkin flavors and new fall favorites at Dunkin'. And also some tough decisions. Like, do I want a signature pumpkin spice iced latte? A brand new oat milk latte? A new chai latte? Or a pumpkin iced coffee? Oh, and the bakery. Do I want a pumpkin donut or...
There are other people behind you in this drive-thru.
I'll just take it all.
Okay.
It's all the cozy you crave at Dunkin'. Pumpkin favorites and new fall additions. Like new creamy without the dairy oat milk lattes and the signature pumpkin spice iced latte plus more. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Resilient Pathway. Today, this is episode 24, Combating Depressed Mood with Healthy Habits. My name is Alexia Georgiou. I'm an organizational management consultant with Culture and life coach. You can find me at theresilientpathway.com. Alexia at theresilientpathway.com. That's Alexia at theresilientpathway.com. Please like, share, and subscribe to our podcast. Hello, my name is Alexia Georgiou. I'm a consultant for organizational culture and available to speak to you and your team by Zoom. Contact me today, Alexia at theresilientpathway.com. That's Alexia at theresilientpathway.com. Like, share, and subscribe to our podcast.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome to our presentation on combating depressed mood with healthy habits. Today we're going to talk about what is depressed mood, what are some healthy habits, and we're even going to delve into some of the neuroscience. Feeling down from time to time is a normal part of life. When emotions such as hopelessness and despair take hold and just won't go away, we may have depression. More than just sadness in response to life's struggles and setbacks. So it's normal to be sad in response to life's struggles and setbacks. We are all human. Depression changes how we think, feel, and function in daily activities. It can interfere with our ability to work, study, eat, sleep, and enjoy life. Just trying to get through the day can be overwhelming. Some people describe this as living in a black hole or having a feeling of impending doom. Others feel lifeless, empty, and apathetic. Men in particular feel angry and restless. If left untreated, it can become a serious health condition. It's important to remember that feelings of helplessness are symptoms of depression, not the reality of our situation. No matter how hopeless we feel, we can get better. By understanding the cause of the depression and recognizing the different symptoms and types of depression, we can take steps to feel better and overcome the problem. So depression is going to vary from person to person. There are some common signs and symptoms. It's important to remember that these symptoms can be part of life's normal lows. The more symptoms that we have, the stronger they are, and the longer that they last, the more likely it is that we're dealing with depression. 10 common symptoms of depression. Feelings of helplessness and hopelessness. A bleak outlook. Nothing will ever get better. There's nothing that we can do to improve our situation. We're going to talk about that when we get to the healthy skills building. Loss of interest in daily activities. Maybe we don't care anymore about former hobbies, pastimes, social activities, or even sex. We've lost our ability to feel joy and pleasure. Appetite or weight changes. Significant weight loss or weight gain. A change of more than 5% of body weight in a month. Sleep changes. Either insomnia, especially waking in the early hours of the morning, or oversleeping. Anger or irritability. Feeling agitated, restless, or even violent. Our tolerance level is very low, so temper is short and everything and everyone gets on our nerves. Loss of energy. Feeling fatigued, sluggish, physically drained. Our whole body may feel heavy and even small tasks are exhausting or take longer to complete. Self-loathing. Strong feelings of worthlessness or guilt. We harshly criticize ourselves for perceived faults and mistakes. Reckless behavior. We engage in escapist behavior such as substance abuse, compulsive gambling, reckless driving, dangerous sports. Concentration problems. Trouble focusing, making decisions, or remembering things. Unexplained aches and pains. An increase in physical complaints such as headaches, back pain, aching muscles, and stomach pain. I do want to say that these symptoms can be part of life's normal lows, especially when we're in crisis. And so how do we tell the difference? The more symptoms we have, the stronger they are, the longer that they last. So to decrease the frequency and the length of these symptoms lasting, that's why we interfere with the healthy skills building from positive psychology. Dr. Martin Seligman has come up with these exercises that we're going to talk about, and he even calls them addictive in a good way, because the more we do them, we see positive results, we feel better, we want to do them more. So there is a suicide risk with depression. Depression is a major risk factor for suicide. The deep despair and hopelessness that goes along with depression can make suicide feel like the only way to escape the pain. If we have a loved one with depression, take any suicidal talk or behavior seriously and watch for the following warning signs. They're talking about it. They're saying, I'm going to kill myself or harm myself. Expressing strong feelings of hopelessness or feeling trapped. An unusual preoccupation with death or dying. Acting recklessly as if they have a death wish, like speeding through a red light. Calling or visiting people to say goodbye. Getting affairs in order. Giving away prized possessions. Tying up loose ends. Saying things like everybody would be better off without me or I want out. A sudden switch from being extremely depressed or acting calm and happy. There is a suicide hotline, 1-800-273-TALK. If you're in another country, suicide.org will give you your helpline. Now, depression symptoms may vary with gender and age. Men are less likely to acknowledge feelings of self-loathing and helplessness. Instead, they complain about fatigue, irritability, sleep problems, loss of interest in work and hobbies. They're more likely to experience symptoms such as anger, aggression, reckless behavior, and substance abuse. Women are more likely to experience depression symptoms such as pronounced feelings of guilt, excessive sleeping, overeating, and weight gain. Depression in women is impacted by hormonal factors during menstruation, pregnancy, menopause. Postpartum depression affects up to 1 in 7 women experiencing depression following childbirth. What about depression in teens? Irritability, anger, agitation are often the most noticeable symptoms in depressed teens, not sadness. They may also complain of headaches, stomach aches, other physical pains. What about our older adults? Older adults complain more about physical rather than emotional signs and symptoms of depression. Things like fatigue, unexplained aches and pains, memory problems. They may also neglect their personal appearance and stop taking critical medications for their health. So there are different types of depression. The recommendation is see your PCP if you are having these symptoms. Start with your primary care physician. And if you are feeling suicidal, start with the suicide hotline. And you can always call 911. So there are risk factors that can make us more vulnerable to depression. Loneliness. Isolation, marital or relational problems, recent stressful life experiences, chronic illness or pain, family history of depression, personality, early childhood trauma or abuse. The ACE study, adverse childhood experiences, is something to look into. There's a checklist. Alcohol or drug abuse. What can we do to feel better? These are some basics, and then we're going to get into the specifics. Reach out to other people, get moving, eat a mood-boosting diet. And so reducing intake of foods that adversely affect mood, such as caffeine, alcohol, trans fats, sugar, refined carbs. Increase mood-enhancing nutrients such as omega-3 fatty acids. Find ways to engage again with the world. Spend time in nature, care for a pet, do something for someone else. Pick up a hobby that you used to enjoy or pick up a new one. And seek professional help, therapy, medication. This is from helpguide.org. So if you want to learn more about depression and its symptoms, helpguide.org. When we begin to look at positive psychology, there is Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and many of us are familiar. And this is something that you can easily Google to look at the hierarchy of needs. At the bottom is where we have our basic needs for food, water, warmth, rest, security, safety. Then we cannot progress without having those needs met because all of our thoughts and our activities will be focused on getting those needs met. The next level up is personal, relationships, community, accomplishing. So we have to feel a sense of connection and community to be able to thrive at this level and go on to the next. The next one is creativity, reaching our potential, our dreams, our change happens here. So what is your dream? What is your passion? What is something that if you didn't have to work and you could just do it, that would make you so happy? And the question is, how can we start pursuing that today? And it's very realistic. Start small. What's something that we really enjoy that we haven't done that we would like to start doing? And what resources do we need to do that? Doesn't have to cost a lot. Some people enjoy gardening. Some people say, oh, no way. We don't know until we try it. So there's different things that we can try. Music, there are scientific studies that music heals. Johns Hopkins University has a whole program with music and medicine. And it's a very interesting read just to Google Johns Hopkins music heals. How do we go from the surviving mode, so the base level of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, up to relationships and then thriving by fulfilling dreams and being creative with our lives? What does thrive mean? Some synonyms are blossom, grow, flourish, succeed. So it's important to give focus to one task at a time. And especially if we're talking about depressed mood, that affects our focus. And so what is the most important thing to focus on today? Give it a priority and focus on only that task. Now, if this is new, and it's new for a lot of us because we're used to handling a lot of different things all at once because of the different technologies. So we may have a laptop, an iPad, and a cell phone, and we're paying attention to everything, and a phone that we're answering. And so the research is showing that we're not productive when we do that. So we need to focus on one task at a time, and we can make a list and prioritize and say, this is what I'm going to focus on today. This is Adam Grant's quote in the New York Times article, "Productivity isn't about time management, it's about attention management. Prioritize the people and projects that matter, and it won't matter how long anything takes. Focusing on getting things done for the right reason is in the right places and at the right moment." And again, that article is "Productivity isn't about time management, it's about attention management." It's a great read, New York Times, Adam Grant. There is stress that we can control and stress that we cannot control. So we want to focus on what we can control, make actionable plans, and implement. What we cannot control, and it comes into our thought life, practice just saying to it, I cannot control this. I'm going to put it on the shelf. I'm going to let it go. We could even list it as, this is what I can control, and this is what I'm going to do about it. This is what I cannot control. And that way, when it comes to our thought, we can look at the list and remind ourselves, I cannot control that. I choose to let that go. Again, if we're practicing this and it's new, it's not going to be easy, and give ourselves permission. It's like working out and doing those reps. It takes discipline, and it takes a lot of hard work. And if you're like me, we need support and we need encouragement. So for me, working out and going to a class with peers is very helpful to me because then we support one another in that class. So create an actionable plan, pay attention to that one task for a certain amount of time. This nudges our brain to be positive and productive, reducing the stress. Hope has power for our brain, introducing mirror neurons and pause. And so there is such a thing as mirror neurons, and that's a great read. It's a great study. It's something that was recently discovered by neuroscience on how our brain works. Have you noticed that a baby, when we smile, the baby smiles back? We mirror one another. Horses also have great mirror neurons. So they're mirroring our emotions back to us. And it helps us learn about our stress level, our responses. It helps us notice those nonverbals and those facial expressions. The nonverbals are 2/3 of our communication. So it's very powerful to do some mirror neuron exercises. One is the Smile Experiment by Sean Aker. Just Google the Smile Experiment by Sean Aker, and it's a great exercise. And to do with family members, with colleagues, it's fun. A positive outlook makes our brain perform better. So according to Harvard Business Review, The Happiness Dividend by Sean Aker, when the brain is at positive, we are 30% more productive, there's a 37% increase in sales, and there's a 19% increase in tasks. How do we get our brain to positive? Because then we're in a flow of being more productive. The brain changes in response to what we do. This is called neuroplasticity. A book that I recommend and that I teach from is Dr. Caroline Leaf's Think, Learn, Succeed. Dr. Caroline Leaf is a neuroscientist, and she has studied how certain mindsets affect our brain and rewire the brain. She has actually watched the brain rewire. So there's empirical evidence for this. We utilize this in our resilience skills building class for a leadership certificate with the University of Tennessee non-credit programs that will be offered in the fall of 2020 here in Knoxville, Tennessee. So the concept, the brain responds in response to what we do. So what do we need to do? Nutrition. We need to follow our doctor's recommendations for a healthy, balanced diet. And it doesn't mean that we cannot have certain foods. It's important to have a good balance of foods. And so talk to our doctors about that. Exercise. There is evidence that exercise improves depression in people. Not necessarily a heavy mental illness. There needs to be a lot more intervention. It's not going to cure depressed mood. But when we're talking about, I feel like I'm in a funk, I'm depressed, getting out there, take a walk, get some fresh air, and do some exercise in our home even. Whatever we can do to get our body moving, it will produce healthy chemicals. Water. Water is very important to our body. Our body has a large percentage of water, so to operate effectively for all the functions, including brain function, we need water. Sunshine. So sunshine has been proven to help us with the vitamin D production. There are a lot of people who are low in vitamin D, and it's important to go to our doctor and have our physical and look at those levels. Because if we're not getting enough from the sunshine, we need to take the supplements, because that could be the cause of depression. And that's why we're saying go see your primary care physician and have the physical looked at, because there's so many organic causes. Temperance. So we want to have moderation in all we do. So anytime that we do something to an extreme, so too much, we can lose control and we don't have good judgment. An example of this is drinking a lot of alcohol or doing drugs. Just think about that. Inhibitions are affected and people make decisions that they would not make otherwise. So temperance is very important. Fresh air. Fresh air disinfects. During the 1918 pandemic in Eureka, California, the hospitals were too full, so they put people outside in cots. The people who were getting the fresh air recovered, and the people in the hospitals, there was a lower percentage that recovered from that flu pandemic. So fresh air, as much air that we can get. And if it's allergy season, that's a complication, because in East Tennessee, we have allergy season in the springtime. So a lot of people don't go outside because of all the pollen. So there is something to be said about circulating the air constantly. And it's harder to do when it's cold outside and you have the heat. But there's something about circulating air that helps us. Rest. We know that we need to rest. What's important is not feeling guilty about that rest and not feeling like we're not being productive, because actually it is productive. It's rewiring our brain, helping our brain functioning, and that will help us be more accurate on task and productive naturally. So it's kind of opposite than what we think, because we think, oh, if I rest, I'm not being as productive. But no, the research shows let ourselves rest, the brain rewires, and then there's a positive state, and that leads to natural increase in productivity. And again, the book to read with that is Sean Aker, The Happiness Advantage. Lots of research. He traveled around the world studying happiness. And trust, our relationships, our connection, our faith, all of this is very important. Spend time with people that we know love us. People, those of faith, meeting four times a month, have a higher life expectancy of 14 years or longer. Knowing our lives has meaning gives us 7 more years of longevity. Here's some other facts. Critical thinking is better after a full night's sleep in studies versus those who didn't sleep but thought that they performed well. Sunshine helps us feel sound and it helps us sleep better, feeling more refreshed with concentration, and decreases level of pain according to studies. And again, if we're out in the sun, wear sunscreen, wear a hat, protect ourselves. The water, 80% of the brain components are made of water. The brain needs it to develop more serotonin, leading to happiness. People who don't drink enough water get frustrated. Exercise is a matter of life to achieve optimal capacity. It diminishes depression and anxiety, increasing endorphins. And when we're talking about nutrition and seeing our doctors, that's where we need to go. There are also cultures that have been studied, people who live 100 years and over. And what do they eat? Beans. They consume meat only 5 times a month, and a diet of beans. So we're not necessarily here to tell you to eat beans. It's just to be noted that people haven't studied. Why are they living so long and healthy? Beans. Dr. Martin Seligman traveled the world, and he studied all of the religions, and he found that we have certain virtues in common across religions. And so when we talk about finding meaning in life, because remember, we have a longer lifespan when we have meaning in life. So what are those virtues based on? Because these are going to be the vehicle that take us to accomplish in life. Courage, humility, knowledge, justice, humanity, spirituality. So to know our strengths, we recommend taking the Gallup Strength Finder. We also recommend the VIA Character Strength Test. This will give us our 5 top strengths. I've taken both, and I have those strengths because when life gets stressful and I'm feeling depressed and anxious, then I have to remind myself to apply my strengths. And this is what helps me not get so frazzled in those situations. And Dr. Seligman says this is the key to finding flow, is when we can apply our greatest strengths in our greatest time of stress. I am not there yet. I don't know about you, but this is something that I need support doing when I'm really fearful and anxious. Positive psychology has a wheel of 10 life areas. So I recommend that you Google the positive psychology wheel of life. These are the areas of growth. I'm just going to list them. And so think about our lives in these areas. What we do is we say, where are we on a scale of 1 to 10 in satisfaction in this area, and where do we want to be? And we work with that wheel as a framework. So areas of life: spirituality, health and fitness, community, growth and learning, money and finance, fun, recreation, family and friends, career and work, environment, partner and love. So anytime one of those areas has a stressor, then definitely we will feel sad and anxious. And it's normal to feel that way. When we are positive, our brains become more engaged, creative, motivated, energetic, resilient, and productive. This discovery has been repeatedly supported by research in psychology, management studies, and the bottom lines of organizations around the world. This is Sean Aker, again, the Happiness Advantage. So there is a newspaper study, and this is proof of how what we think and how the state of our mind is affects what we notice. So in this newspaper study, it's in The Luck Factor by Richard Wiseman. It was published in 2003, and he had people look in a newspaper, and he said there's a certain amount of images. Now, he put certain things in the ads. One was, stop counting, there are 43 images. The researchers said to groups of people, tell us once you've counted the images. So there's a huge statement as they're going through the newspaper, and it says, stop counting, there are 43 images. Then he kept going through the paper, and then he put, stop counting, tell the experimenter you've seen this, and you win $250. Now, the people who perceive themselves to be unlucky, and this experiment dispels the luck or unluck. It's about positive state of mind. So the people who perceive themselves as unlucky took 2 minutes to count all the pictures. Those who perceived themselves as lucky just took seconds. Why is that? Because of their positive state of mind and perception, they automatically saw where it said, stop counting, there are 43 images, and they said, I know the answer. They didn't have to go through it and count. Those who did not have that positive state of mind, that perceived that they were unlucky, kept counting, and they didn't notice those huge statements in the newspaper. So maybe we don't realize how our mindset is and how it's affecting us. There are 4 things that the group had in common with a positive state in mind. They had skills to create and notice, listen to intuition, positive expectations, and they had a resilient attitude. Those who perceived themselves as unlucky, they had anxiety and tension, and that got in the way of noticing opportunity. Another study. This is the gorilla study. And we focus our attention, but in life we're so distracted. And so this is worth looking at. It's on YouTube. It's called the Gorilla Study. It's by DJ Simmons and CF Chabri. It's from 1999. And basically it shows that people missed the gorilla in their mist because they were so focused on a task. There's another study about watching the news. Individuals who watched just 3 minutes of negative news in the morning had a whopping 27% greater likelihood of reporting their day as unhappy 6 to 8 hours later compared to the positive. Okay, so this is a study. Consuming negative news can make you less effective at work by Sean Aker and Michelle Gillian. In the Harvard Business Review, 9/14/2015. There are multiple studies on what is the key to happiness, what is the key to well-being. The ancient Greeks defined happiness as the joy we feel moving towards our potential. And again, think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Are we focused on the basic needs? Because we're not moving towards potential until we can get those needs met and feel safe. And there's nothing being critical of that. When we are there and we all get there, we need to really pay attention to those needs. And because we won't move towards potential until we focus on that. Moving towards our potential and feeling that joy fuels our desire to connect and deepen relationships. We are social beings. So just remember that. There's a Harvard study on happiness. It was 80 years. It shows us key factors in well-being. The more socially connected we are, the happier, healthier we are. We have more longevity with life. When we focus on the quality of our relationships, it's a key factor. Living in conflict is not good for us. Warm, close relationships buffer us from getting old. Isolation is directly correlated with decline in brain functioning, shorter lives. Happy people know when to let go. Exercise is one key to, again, being elevated with our mood and letting go of what we cannot control is another key. And this, again, is in the Harvard study of happiness. Those in the study that reported having a partner they can depend on had sharper, longer-lasting memory. Arguments are okay as long as they knew that their partner cared for them and that they could depend on their partner when the going gets tough. We are encouraged, according to this study, to replace screen time with people time. Reach out to family that we may not have spoken to. And liven up a still relationship with new activities. Take walks together, join a support group, practice gratitude for one another. And so this is one of the exercises that Dr. Seligman has. He has write a letter of gratitude, and then he says, read it to the person. So whatever you have to do to see that person and read it to them. And there are amazing results of how people respond positively to a gratitude letter. Another exercise is think of something positive before we go to sleep. So there's a lot happening in our lives, and just taking control of that time and saying, this is the last thing I'm going to think about before I go to sleep. I'm going to turn off all technology and I'm going to think on what went well. Now, the research shows when we do that, that we wake up feeling refreshed and we sleep better. So that's a huge exercise that is practiced. Also, Sean Aker has the 21-day gratitude exercise. He studied people. He told them to write down three things they're grateful for every day for 21 days. It had to be three different things every day. And the result was increase in positive brain functioning, the brain rewiring. So these are some tips and tools to do, because we need our brain to be in a positive state of mind so we can be naturally productive and notice opportunities around us. 93% of those polled agreed that grateful bosses were more likely to be successful. And 18% thought that grateful bosses would be seen as weak. This is according to the Greater Good Science Center in Berkeley. So sometimes the bosses think, oh, if I show gratitude to my employees, they're going to see me as weak. They're going to take advantage. No, the research says 93% of those polled that they perceived their bosses as successful when the boss showed gratitude. What is our takeaway A positive outlook makes our brains perform better. Achieving a positive mindset is fostered by happiness. And this comes about with strong connections. There's a lot of food for thought in this talk. There's a lot of research that backs it. And there are resources that we have given to further the studies, as well as simple exercise to do every day. So share these exercises with your family and loved ones and friends, and find someone to do them with you, meaning that you're both committing, we're going to do this every day, and hold one another accountable. It's for our improved mental health.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929 at Arundel Mills. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, my name is Alexia Georgiou. I'm a consultant for organizational culture and available to speak to you and your team by Zoom. Contact me today, alexia@theresilientpathway.com. That's A-L-E-X-I-A @theresilientpathway.com. Like, share, and subscribe to our podcast.
Have you been wanting to lose weight and get healthy? Now's the perfect time to start Nutrisystem. Enjoy your favorite foods made healthier, delivered free to your door. Right now, you can get Uniquely Yours Ultimate, our most complete foolproof plan at an amazing price. Order today and save 50%, plus get an extra $40 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/save and discover what millions of people already know. Nutrisystem works. Limitations apply. See website for full offer details.
Come stay and play at Live Casino and Hotel. Welcome to one of the biggest casinos in the country with luxurious clean rooms, upscale dining, and the grandest payouts. Now offering stay and play and all in packages, including $50 free slot play, VIP parking, VIP casino access, and more. Book now at livecasino.com or call 443-445-2929 at Arundel Mills. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.